Immigration reform easily passed its latest tests in the U.S. Senate today. A key border security amendment won formal approval. It doubles the Border Patrol, among other steps. And supporters of gay rights dropped an amendment to let Americans sponsor same-sex spouses for admission to the U.S. The proposal was potentially divisive, but Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy said it's no longer necessary given today's Supreme Court decisions.
It appears that the anti-discrimination principle that I've long advocated will apply to our immigration laws and to binational couples, and their families can now be united under the law. As a result of this very welcome decision, I will not be seeking a floor vote on my amendment.
Even opponents of the bill acknowledged it is likely headed for final passage by Friday. But Republican Dan Coats of Indiana said he still doubts the bill will live up to its promise, despite some helpful additions.
The employee verification has been strengthened. The border security has been strengthened. The exit visa problem has been strengthened if the promises come true. But they've only been strengthened on a piece of paper. And we need to see it strengthened for real.
The Senate's newest member will not arrive soon enough to vote on the bill. Democrat Edward Markey won a special election in Massachusetts yesterday. He'll be sworn in after the 4th of July recess, succeeding John Kerry, who's now the Secretary of State. President Obama has embarked on a week-long trip to Africa. He arrived this evening in Dakar, Senegal, beginning his second visit to sub-Saharan Africa since taking office. The president also is scheduled to make stops in South Africa and Tanzania. The visit comes as former South African President Nelson Mandela remains hospitalized in Pretoria in critical condition. Federal agents today launched the largest crackdown yet on makers of synthetic designer drugs. They served 150 warrants and seized 2,000 pounds of chemicals used to make synthetic marijuana, bath salts, and other drugs across 35 states. Meanwhile, the UN Drug Control Agency warned the spread of designer drugs is getting out of control. It said new variants appear faster than governments can ban them. BP has launched an aggressive campaign to challenge alleged overpayments in its Gulf oil spill settlement. In full-page ads today, the oil giant charged trial lawyers and politicians have encouraged businesses to submit claims for inflated or non-existent losses. BP also said it's sending hundreds of warning letters to businesses. The company faces thousands of claims. Pope Francis created a special commission today to review the Vatican Bank amid allegations of money laundering. It was the latest step in the pontiff's efforts to reform the highly secretive financial institution. Leaked documents last year told of dysfunction and corruption within the bank. The new five-member commission is to report directly to the Pope, bypassing the Vatican bureaucracy. Wall Street rallied for a second straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 150 points to close at 14,910. The Nasdaq rose 28 points to close at 3376. Those are some of the day's major stories. Now back to Jeff. And